in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Thank you once again. Lovely Storytime introduction, lady. Looking so good. Great sight for sore eyes. Well, today's story is titled The Argument.
The Argument.
Thank you, Chauncey, buddy. Nicely done, pal. Well, the Tiffingtons, Marvin and Martha, had been married for 37 years. Now, to say their relationship had been all hearts and flowers and wedded bliss would be a tremendous overstatement. Fact was, they spent an awful lot of their time arguing and fussing at each other. Name the topic, they could argue about it, and better than anyone else. But even with all their arguing, they remained together for 37 years when, one evening, Martha had enough. Her 37-year-long fuse finally blew. She wasn't going to argue with Marvin another minute. So she trudged off to the bedroom, opened the drawers to Marvin's dresser, pulled out all the essentials that he'd need for his first night alone, and set them all down in the front hallway just inside the front door. Well, there was Marvin standing alone, looking at the suitcase and pondering what life alone would be like. And at the moment, he was kind of lukewarm about it either way. The idea of finally having a little peace and quiet sounded pretty darn good. On the other hand, eating at fast food joints for every meal, well, you get the idea. So, with Martha pointing out the door, Marvin picked up the suitcase and started for the Buick in the driveway. As he approached the car, Martha yelled out at him,
I hope you die a long, slow, painful death.
At that, Marvin turned around and said,
So you want me to stay?
I don't care who you are, that's funny right there.